mitzvah to support your son. Now the Mishnah wants to say the Chiddush that there's even a mitzvah to support your daughter also. That's why the Mishnah talks about the daughter. So the Mishnah says there's no chiv to support your daughter, which the diuk is though, but there is a mitzvah to support your daughter. Why do they pick on the daughter for? Because according to Rameyah, the son, pshita, there's a mitzvah to support him. Let him learn Torah. The Chiddush is even your daughter also, there's a mitzvah to support her. Another territory is Atayi Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Vochikom, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Ha'av ein chai b'mezoynes bitoi v'kol shchen lebnoi. There's no chiv upon the father to support his daughter or his son. Ha mitzvah b'bnoyika. But the diak is for the son, for sure there's a mitzvah. V'kal v'choym elabonis. And for sure there's a mitzvah to support your daughters. I give you this svar was because it's a zelusa. It's a big embarrassment to make your daughters go and collect money. Therefore, it's a kavachayim, you have to support your daughters. For diktani bitoy, if so, why did our Mishnah only pick upon your daughter? Why not about the son? Hokamashvlon, this is what the Mishnah wants to teach us. That the afilu bitoy chay v'leka. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds more from supporting your daughters. He holds it's a big zelusa to make your daughters collect money. So I would have thought maybe there's even a chiv then upon the father to support his daughter. Kamashmal on the Mishnah, no. There's no chiv for the father to support his daughters. Like Bezman can't force him to. But if he does it, I've added as a mitzvah to do it. So for the Mishnah, it could come out good according to Yehuda also. The boy is saying another Teretzak, if you want, I could tell you, we have Yochanan ben Brukah. That our Mishnah even goes according to Yochanan ben Brukah. That he holds there's no mitzvah even to support either one of them. Whether your son, your daughter, there's no mitzvah. Either Mishnah's mashma is just not a chayv on your daughter, but mashma there is a mitzvah. I'll tell you now, vochi koma, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Ein oichaye b'mezoynes bitoy, v'hu adin lebenoy, v'hu adin diafilo mitzvah namileka. Our Mishnah just saying one statement that there's no chiyuv to support your daughter, but it also includes not your son, and also includes there's not even a mitzvah to support them. So why does it say lashon not chayiv lemezoinos? Why didn't it say ain't a mitzvah? The yadi debonos liacha misa savian chayva. Since the end of the Mishnah talks about that when the father dies and the son the yashin is nechasim, they have a chiyuv to support the daughters. From his nechosim, that's the tanaik suba, and then it's a choyiv to do it. His toni nami, therefore the beginning of the Mishnah, when it's talking about when the father is still alive, it says loshnov, ain't a choyiv. He does not have a choyiv to support his daughters. But really, who adin, he has no mitzvah either. There's not even a mitzvah to support your daughters afterwards. The Mishnahs are telling us a chiddush at the end, that when the father dies, then there is a choyiv upon the yashin to support the daughters. So since at the end it says Lashon of a Chayiv, the beginning also says you have no Chayiv to support your daughters. But really there's not even a mitzvah either. For Omer Rabbi Loi, Omer Resh Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina, that B'Usha Eskinu, in Usha they made a takona. Rashi says Busha, the third line Rashi says it means, Kishe Yashru Sanhedria Gozis Busha. When Sanhedrin sat down in Usha, Shiachas Miesa Golias Shagolsa Sanhedrin. This is one of the 10 Golias where the Sanhedrin had to move from. When they left Meshas the Golias of Eretz Yisrael, they had to move 10 different places. This is one of them. They sat down in one place in Usha. So when the Sanhedrin was in Usha, they made a takona. Now the Gemara goes through a few takonas that made their Usha. So his famous case, they made a takona in Usha. Usha means when the Sanhedrin left Yerushalayim and went to Golias, they stopped off one place was in Usha. So the mayor takon over there, Shiyei Odom, Zan, Ezbonov, Yez, Benoisov, Shem Ketanim. The mayor takon of Midrabonin, that a father should and has the chi of Midrabonin to support his children when they're young. Bonov or Benoisov, his sons, his daughters, Kishen Ketanim when they're small. So Shiloh, what does Ketanim mean? Rashi learns Kishen Ketanim, Achi of Yusaris. Mashm, as long as they're a cotton, Mashma by a girl until she's 12, and by a boy until he's 13. Cyrus Pashamin until he becomes a gadol or a gedola. Tosis learns avaktani ktana luchuli al machayiv. Because Yom Masayif Afopi. Mashma no machlokes mashma that small ones, and some said it means until 6 years old, according to everybody. Like even there's our machlokes here is after 6 years old. firstborn, the very small children, everybody holds as a chiyuv for the parents to support them. Otherwise, they won't be able to live. The only machlokes is when they're 6 years old that they could take care of themselves, is there still a chiyuv upon the father to support them. So the other man yom say no, and in Usha, the mayor takono, she yodo mashmina, there's a chiyuv upon a person to support your children when they're young, when they're katanim. E boilio, we have a kasha now. Do we paskin like this takon or not? Is there a chiyuv now to support your sons when they're young? Toshima, I'll bring you raya. A person came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Omalhu, he said like this. Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Yarud Yaldo. Yarud is like a very wicked animal. Rashi says, Tanin, Toyin Tanim. Who achzori abonav? So it's a bit animal that's very achzori, very mean upon its children. So it says lashna yadur yalda. This animal gives birth. The avnei mosa shadya, and he throws his children upon the city to take care of it. In other words, it's not nice that parents shouldn't support their own children. Avada, father, has to take care of his children. Ki avios lekayim with Rav Chizda. When he went in front of Rav Chizda, amalu kofulei asisa b'tzibura. Like, turn over, kofuli asisa, turn over this mortar. In other words, give him like a platform to stand on. Vitziburam. Velekim and get up in front of the tzibur. Velekim and say like this. Urva boyi bini. Vulgarva la boyi bini. Like a raven takes care of their children. And this man doesn't want to take care of his children. As a person doesn't want to support his children, Bezdin tells him he has to support them. But Gemara be Urva boy bini, is that true that a raven takes care of his children? Well, see, the pasuk says Livnei Oirav Ashei Kro. Mashma, the young ravens scream out. Mashma, the parents don't take care of them. So Mashma, the parents don't take care of their children by the Oirav. The verse says Lakasha. Ha b'chiyure, when they're white, they're very small. Then the parents don't like them. Ha b'yuch, when they get a little bit old and black, then the parents like them. So kids were bringing Maisim here, that when they came in front of Talmid Chachamim, they told him, you have to support your children. Mashma, we hold halacha like Takanas Usha, that there's a chiv upon a father to support his children, a koponim, until they're at least a gadol, till at least a brahevis, like Rashi learns, till they bring Cyrus. Ki heve osla kaim with the Rava. When they came in front of Rava, Omalei, Rava said to this man, Nichalon, the Nisne Benechim, it's Daka. Do you want, like, if you don't support him, who's going to support him? Do you want your children to go around and collect tzedakah money to live from? The Gemara says, lo yamor nel lo yamid. And it's only that we talk mashma up until now, they only spoke nicely to the father, but they didn't force him. So, lo yamorin, when do we only talk nice to them and don't force them? El de lo yamid. When the father is not rich. Avol omid. But if the father can afford it and is rich, karfinin le, al korchein. Then we force him to support his children even if he doesn't want to. If the father can't afford it, then we don't force him. We just tell him to do it. But if he could afford it, then is it then Bezna is even kafinin lay. Bezna forces him to support. Ki hod the Rava like Rava. Fakafiel Rav Nosam Arami. He mamish forced Rav Nosam Arami. For Yafak Mene, Dalad Meyazuz, let's talk. Again, over this Gemara again was. But it says again, Ki heavy osla kaimi the Rava, when it went in front of Rava. Omalei, so Rava said to the man like this, Nichlucha de misni benechem tzedakah. Do you want that your son should get fed from tzedakah? So in other words, that you should support him, you should take care of him. Vula yamor in the zone, he said, like we said, we already talk nice to them. El de loyomet, where the man is not rich. Drashi shayna osher. Avol omid, if the man could afford it, then we force him. Rashi says, it's not worse than stam, a poor person. A poor person needs money. You have to get stuck on this. So your own son is not worse than anybody else that you have to support him. Like Rava. He forced Rav Nosam Arami to give stuck. The Yafik Minei Dalad Meyazuz Litztaka, he got out of him $400 for Litztaka. So it's not worse. You see, you can force somebody to give Litztaka. Somebody has the money, Bezdin has the right to force him to give Litztaka. So here also it's a svara to force the father to support his own children. Omar Rebbe Loi, Omar Rashlokish, Beyushas kinu anusha, they made not a takono, that hakois of kol nechosel lebonov. Here's somebody when he's alive. He writes that he's giving all his nechosim to his children. Like right now, he's giving them all his property, he's giving away to his children. So posh, he's becoming a poor person now. So the din is, who v'ishto nizoynim ehem? No, he and his wife get supported from the nechosim. You don't have a right to give away all your property to somebody, to your children, and then you go get stoker. So Rashi says, who v'ishto nizoynim ehem? V'yafilu kos from yachshov. V'loy min adin el tekonos hachomim hi. It's not Mikiradin, because Mikiradin, if a father writes away for a present right now and gives all his property away to his son, so the father doesn't own a penny, the father's a noni. So really, Mitzaradin, the father's allowed to go collect tzedakah. So Konas Ushu was not like that, so that you can't collect money from tzedakah. But rather, we make your Yorshim, we make your children, whoever you gave this present to, they have to still support you and your wife. Maskev lo Reb Zeira. They said even a bigger thing than this. Trashi what bigdula mizu amru kgoin amono bas v'nizoynes habas. In the case we have an amono, Rashi says, in amono the husband died, ubas and there's a daughter involved. V'nizoynes habas and the daughter got married. Shafal pi shumeis v'anachosim nishtavid alakeach derabonin kgoin baal benichse ishtoi. Let's more better. What? We said greater than this. In the case where a husband dies and is left over his wife, he's mezer from his nechosiv. Is if so, who be ishto mi boy? Like what's the kavachayma? Madach, when the man dies, his wife, the amona, gets supported from his nechosim, even though his son's yashin is nechosim. Still there's halacha, that the wife, the amona, gets fed from his nechosim. So chura now, when the father is still alive, avada, he has to get supported from his own nechosim. So even though he gave all his property away for a present to his sons, we said nothing doing. He can't give everything away that you're a noni now, but rather you have to get supported from your own property. To Sholach Rovin, Rovin sent Biigrite in a letter like that. Mishemes, if somebody dies, Veniach Amoni leaves over his Amoni, his wife Ubas and his daughter is Almanosa Nizoynis Menachosov. The Amona also, the Amona gets supported from his Nechosim, and the daughter also. But Nisei Sabas, let's say the daughter gets married, Almanosa Nizoynis Menachosov, then just the Almanosa alone gets supported from the Nechosim. Meisa Abbas, what's going to be if the daughter dies? Is Omer of Yehuda Bar Achoisoi, Shereb Yosi, Bar Chanino, Al Yodi Hoye Meisa? It happened to me a case like this. For Yom, when they said like this, Al Menosoi Nizainis Menachosov. They said, I was Svara, that in case where the husband dies, so his Amon, his widow, has a right to get supported from his Nechosim, even though Midi writes to the sons of Yashinit. Still after tonight, Suba, the Amona, she gets fed from the Nechosim, his who vishta mi boy? That of course, when the father's still alive, just he gave away a present to his sons, of course he's supposed to get supported. So Lacha before was, Tamara says, Mal the time, I would have thought like this, Hosem hu deleka the Torah. True, when the husband dies and leaves over his Amona, the Amona collects because nobody takes care of her. She doesn't have a husband alive anymore. That's what is such a takana, that the almona, the widow, has the right to get a mezainus from the nechosim of a husband. But over here, the father's still alive. Just the father gave away all his nechosim, all his property, to his sons for a present. So I would have thought, since he's still alive now, maybe the present takes place, and the father has nothing. Okay, we'll tell the father, you have to go now and work. Go make new money and support yourself and support your wife. Is that sechidus kamashmala? No, that we don't say that. We say that the present doesn't take place. You can't give away all your nechosim for present, but rather we tell that you have to get fed from the nechosim. So the Gemara Boilihu Hilchasa Kavosei or less Hilchasa Kavosei. Do we pass like this takon and usho or don't we? So Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Rabbi Chanina of Rabbi Yonason. Heavy Kaimi, they were both sitting together. Is also who Gavra, a man came, Gochin, he bent down, Venashke, the Rabbi Yechon Nakaria, and he kissed Rabbi Yechon on his foot. He kissed Rabbi Yechon on his foot. Is Omele Rabbi Chanina, my high? So Chanina asked, like the man of Rabbi Yochanan, how come he loves you so much? How come he kissed your foot? Omele, he said like this, Koisev Nechasa Lebonavu. This was a case where the father wrote a present, gave a present, all his Nechasim, to his son. Koisev Nechasa Lebonav. He wrote down in the Shtar Matana to give all his Nechasim, all his property, to his children. Is the Asastinu,